We are in Siman Lamed Beis in Hilchas Tefillin, the halachas of actually writing the parshias. We have been discussing the parchment, the cloth that you write on, and the mechaber will be discussing that as well as the halachas of writing it. We're up to Sif Yud Dalet. We will be doing Sif Yud Dalet as well as Sif Tesvav. Let us begin. Sif Yud Dalet. Hasofrim Hazrizim, Osin Shloshim Inei Klafim. Remember, there are four different parshias in the Tefillin Shel Rosh. The four parshias are of different sizes. You have the parsha of Shema, which is very small, and then you have the parsha of Vayom Shemo, which is quite big. Now, if you're just going to take klaf and write the parshias on them, then if you look into your tefillin, you're going to find that you have small ones and you have big ones. That is not especially nice. So what do the Sofrim do? They use different thicknesses of klaf so that when you roll them up, the shorter parsha will have been written on a thicker klaf, and therefore will take up exactly the amount of space that the longer parsha, which is going to be written on a thinner cloth, takes up. So he says, Osim shloshim inei klafim, ha'av yosir l'chilo parsha shema, shiktana. What you do is the first one, the thickest one, you write shema on, because it's the smallest parsha. Hadak mimenu, one that is thinner than that, l'parshas v'hoyim shemoa. Now the Mechaber correct, the Mishnah Berurah corrects that and says that what he really meant here was the parsha v'hoya ki v'yacha, because that is second in its shortness. Then, she yoser gdola, leparshis kadesh, or leparshis v'hoyim shemoa, it should have said, shehem arukos osim klaf dak ma'od. And this way, the bottom will be filled equally by all four. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are some who say, you don't have to bother doing that, use all four the same, but just leave a lot more space when you're dealing with the Shema. The minhag, though, is like the sofrim zerizim, and that is that we actually use different thickness of klaf. Sif tesvav. Now, sif tesvav is actually getting into the writing and the different halachas that we have. We already learned the halacha that every letter must be mukav gevil. It must be surrounded by parchment. You cannot have letters touching. You could not have letters that extend to the end of the klaf. There's got to be blank parchment around them, or else they're puzzle. We said you can fix them later. It will not be considered writing out of order. But they must be fixed in that state. If they're not mukav gvil, they're puzzle. The Mechaber will later tell us that his shita is, this is a halacha only at the time they're written. Which means that if you write a letter that is mukav gvil, and for some reason, before the ink dried, something moved it along, and it hit the end, or say it just happened later, some ink dropped in there, and it hit the end, and it's not mukav gvil, that will not be a problem. As long as the letter was written bakashris, that will be enough. That's one thing, and that will be discussed at a later point, but that is the Mechaber Shita. The issue he's really discussing now is the issue of if whether mukav gvil is only a halacha on the outside of the letter or also on the inside of the letter. So let us take, for example, the case of the letter mem. A mem sofit, which is just a square. The letter is a square. What happens if you get a hole in the middle of it? So that what you're left with is a square with a hole in the middle of it. Now, it looks like a mem sofit. But you do not have gvil on the inside. You do not have parchment on the inside. Is that necessary or not? So there, what he's going to do is bring a machlokas. And he says, "In la'acher shenichtav, if after it was written." So the Mishnah Berurah says there was really no need to mention this. Because acher shenichtav, he holds that there's never a problem of mukav gvil. What he really wants to discuss is even a case where it was before it was written. Nikav betocha heyo amem, kosher afilu nikav kol tocho, shanekev amale kol acholol. If the inside of the letter is not surrounded by klaf, because it got a hole in it, even if the entire inside is surrounded by it, it is really kosher. The halacha is that it is kosher, because there's no din of hekev gvil on the inside. Then the Mechaber says, avol, b'yerushalmi mashma shegam befnim tzor shei mukav klaf. The mashmos of the Yerushalmi is that even on the inside it must be mukav gvil. So that he's telling us that there's a machlokis whether or not you need hekiv gvil on the inside of the letter. By the way, we keep using the term hekiv gvil. Gvil is actually the material that you write a sefer Torah on, not the klaf. Here, the Mechaber actually uses the lashon of mukav klaf, but we use them interchangeably when we're not discussing the actual material. We're discussing the fact that there's got to be parchment around the letters. So it is a machlokus here, whether or not the inside of the letter needs hekev gvil. Now, what is the halacha? B'shas hadchak, one could be makel, otherwise we are machmir. Then the mechaber goes into a second halacha, and that is nikav regel pnimi shel hay. Totally different halacha. The only thing they have in common is that we're dealing with the cloth getting a hole on it. So what happens if you wrote the letter hay, and then you realize that it got a hole, and that the left leg of the hay, you know, that little piece of the hay, that got a hole next to it, and there's very little left of that little piece of the hay. Afilu lo nishar imenu el kol shu kosher l'harosh. The Rush's opinion is that the size of that part of the hay, the left leg of the hay, is kol shu, anything. Not only that, but l'chatchila, if when you wrote the hay, all you did was you put a little dot there, like you wrote almost like a ches, you wrote your right angle, and then put a dot inside. That is sufficient. According to the Rush, there is no shear. As long as there's something there, that is enough. The Ramah says, Aval shar poskim matzrichim kimlo osk tana. The other poskim say that it must be the size of a yud, the smallest letter. A yud in this particular writing, meaning the size that would be equal to a yud in the parsha that you're writing, not someone else's parsha, which is smaller. So that we have a machlokus here, where according to the Rush, the left part of the hay, that left leg of the hay, can be even a dot, whereas according to the other poskim, it must be the size of a yud. And the Ramah says, v'hachi hilchasa. That is the halacha, it's got to be the size of a yud. If it's just a dot, that is not sufficient. Nikav regel hayamini. What happens if you've got a hole on the right side? That means that the right leg was coming down and you got a hole in the middle of it. So the halacha is, we discount what is under the hole. The hole was mafsik, it broke up the letter. What is beneath the hole no longer counts. It is not there. So what's the halacha? In the shtar mimenu malaos ktana kosher v'imlav pasal. If the part of that leg, the part above the hole that is connected to the roof of the hay, if that part has the size of a yud, that is sufficient. So this is the rule. In all letters, other than that dot of the hay where we have a machlokas, but in all other letters, the halacha is that the right leg of the letter must at least have the height of a hay, the length of a hay, only then would it be, of a yud, only then would it be kosher, whereas if it's not, it would not be kosher. By the way, a yud means a yud with the leg of the yud that comes off it. That means the thick part with the little leg on the bottom of it as well. So you need that amount and not any less. What happens if the hole is to the side of the letter, so that what you're left with is a very thin sliver of letter? It means you have the entire leg in terms of its height, but it's very, very narrow. The halacha there, the Mishnah Berurah says, is that there is no shear as long as there's something there, and you can see it clearly, that is good enough. There is no shear to the thickness of the leg of those letters that have legs. So that if you're dealing with a hay, you're dealing with a ches, the halacha is that as long as there's something there in the width of it, that is sufficient. The fact that you've got a hole next to it would not take away from the thickness of it. Now, of course, we will later discuss what about the halacha of hekiv gvil. If you've got a hole there, then it is not touching parchment. So according to the machaber we mentioned, who says that as long as at the time you wrote it, it was okay, if the hole came later, then that's good enough. Now, similarly, if when you were writing, the sofer wrote a very thin letter, meaning the thickness of the letter was just a kol shu, it was just barely there. The halacha is that although l'chatchila, the letters are supposed to be strong and clearly visible in a way that they won't disappear with time, nevertheless, it is kosher because the shear of the thickness of the leg of any letter is a kol shu. Now, there is a halacha that when we're not sure of whether or not a letter has its proper form, that we show it to a child who's not too bright and knows the letters. The halacha is in this case where say you've got a hole in a letter and what's left is the length of a yud, you don't have to bother calling in a kid. We say that once it has this shear, the letter is kosher. Even though a child may very well not recognize the letter, say the case of a hay, where the right leg of it is short and the left leg of it is on the side, he may look at it and not really be able to figure out what's going on here. So the halacha is you don't have to show it to a child, because we say that as long as in halacha it has the exact form of the letter, and that includes the length of a yud, then that is sufficient. What if they did nevertheless show it to a child, and he did not recognize the letter? Once they did that, the Mishnah Berurah says it'll be pasul. That means you shouldn't have shown it to the child in the first place. But if you did, the Mishnah Berurah will actually pasul the letter.